And welcome back to Inside the Numbers. I'm Scott Singer along with Mike Bernard, and now we take a look at Sunday's late afternoon game as the NFC South champs, the New Orleans Saints, travel to the NFC North champions, the Minnesota Vikings. Game time is 4:40 Eastern time on Fox, and these two teams met back in week number one. The Vikings commanded that game 29-19 in Minnesota. And they had a first-round bye last week. The Saints held on to beat Carolina in the wild card weekend. And, Mike, it should be a good matchup up in Minnesota.
Sure. Saints had the game in hand. Panthers gave them a scare there at the end. Panthers did get the cover. Both Breeze and Cam Newton were throwing darts in that game. Breeze wide receivers, they made the catches. Cam's guys dropped several balls and several well-thrown balls. Not often do we see a 13-3 team fly under the radar, but, Scott, that's what we've seen with this Minnesota team. The headlines should be about the Vikings' number one defense in the NFL. Instead, we're hearing and reading a lot about, hey, when is Case Keenum going to be benched?
Yeah, it's just been a slow progression all season long. I think when they started the year out 2-2, they just never got that big press. And then they have just reeled off victories. I mean, since starting the year 2-2, they have rolled. And, 11-1 in the regular season. And then, and now they've got their first playoff game against New Orleans. I feel like, the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers, I kind of feel like they're all very similar. Stick any team in there. But I do think this is a very good team defensively, the Vikings have, and I think it's going to be an interesting matchup, to play New Orleans again.
Yeah, and look, the Vikings, number one defense in the league statistically. But even when you go back and look, when the Rams came into Minnesota, Rams were the number one scoring offense. The Rams put up 7 points. So this Minnesota Vikings defense is for real. They've endured some injuries, but they've overcome those. The question is, Case Keenum's been solid all year. Bridgewater's been sitting on the sideline. He's able to play. He's been cleared to play. But Case Keenum has been outstanding. I mean, he's got 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And I think Mike Zimmer's doing the right thing going with the hot hand here.
Yeah, and I think the game is not as stressful, or if you're not that dependent on your quarterback because the defense can keep you in it, all the quarterback really has to do is manage the game, and that's what Minnesota's set up. And he can manage the game well. He can hit open receivers. He can get them down the field, but there's not the pressure on him that he has to deliver a ton of points because the defense is so good.
Well, Scott, one thing that I'm really impressed with, of course, the Saints have future Hall of Famer Drew Brees, and everyone knows what he can do and what he's done. But I'm really impressed with how much stronger this Saints defense is from a season ago. Defensive coordinator Dennis Allen, he's really turned that defense around in year three.
Yeah, they've done a great job defensively, and they've played against good offensive teams. And the NFC South has a lot of good offenses, a lot of good quarterbacks that are hard to contain. You got running quarterbacks in that division, so they've kind of seen it all. And yeah, I'm impressed as well with the way they've played defensively.
Right, and the NFC South has three teams in the postseason. So three out of the four made it to the postseason, and it's a very tough division. So you're going to be tested if you come out of the NFC South. And the defense was a liability for New Orleans. Now it's a top 10 defense. Last week we talked about how the Saints dominate in the playoffs when they're at home in the Superdome. But away from home, New Orleans struggles in the postseason. Since 1991, the Saints are 1-6 in road playoff games. They did not have to play a road playoff game when they won the Super Bowl in 2009.
Yeah, and I think that that's the difference this year. How do they play on the road? They're away from the friendly confines of the Superdome, but they are playing in another dome, and that usually dome teams, it seems to carry over to another dome.
Right, and we'll see what happens here. It's going to be a tough matchup. Right now, Minnesota's favored by 5. They open 3.5. They're up to 5. I'm going to see where the line makes its final stop before I decide on this game.
Yeah, that 5 number usually moves around a lot, and I look forward to seeing how Breeze and the Saints offense fare against the league's number one defense. Well, that will do it for this week on Inside the Numbers. Hope you'll be back with us next week. And remember, you can always listen to a replay of this show and all previous shows on GameDaySportsRadio.com.